This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean it. I do very much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You like how I do that? If you want to hop up on Facebook, there is a live feed, a live whatever, everything going on up there as well. You also have listeners there. What am I going to call them? Chatters? Oh, I like that. That's what we used to call them. Why did we stop calling them that? Why did you stop calling them that? Anyway, I am Joe Macedo, your host. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. And like I say, I do very much appreciate you being with me. And wow, is this a lot of stuff going on over the weekend in the news? The DNC chair lost his mind. Well, I guess that's kind of weird. Cause don't you have to have one to lose one? I mean, seriously, these people, they still haven't figured out why they lost. And on top of that, they go further to the left. Do they really believe? I'd like a Democrat to tell me in plain, simple English, which I know is really asking a lot. I would like to know in plain, simple. Now, I'm talking about the loons. I'm not talking about, you know, middle-of-the-road Democrats. But you loons that really believe that the reason you lost is you didn't go far left enough, my God, keep going. Matter of fact, change your gait. Go to a full gallop to the left. You'd be doing us a lot of favors. Even your own senators right now and a few that are willing to speak out on this Gorsuch thing is saying, look, we're not thinking this through. President Trump may have two more people that he could appoint in the next 4 years. You really want them to use a nuclear option on the first one? Because that's it. It's over from there. We'll replace two more, and you guys will just really be going on your mind. CalExit will become a reality, and 66 million loons will move there. Or was it 60? Whatever it was. Hey, I don't care. Open it up. Welcome them in. You know? Anyhow, so DNC Chair Tom Perez was ranting that Trump did not win. And if you listen to this guy, you listen to the speeches he's giving, the stuff that he's writing and putting out there, they've still done nothing wrong. They still can't figure out where they went sideways. This is DNC Chair Tom Perez.
Yeah. January 20th was undeniably an important day in this country, but January 21st was far more important.
Because it was the day we started to push back. Yeah, pass me the bong. Oh, sorry. We marched everywhere. We marched for everything. Save the whale. Save the dolphin. Save In California, it would be the dope plants or something. I don't know. You march so you feel good, right? Yeah. What are you marching for? You don't even know. Half the people and the women in those women marches, they had no clue as to what they were voting for, what they were marching for. You'll never talk about all those interviews or no. Women's rights. Which rights did you lose? I don't know. So you're pre-marching, I guess. That's how we do it now. We don't wait for somebody to do something long. You're pre-marching. I'm telling you, as the days go on, now I'm not talking about middle-of-the-road Democrats. I've got a lot of friends that are middle-of-the-road Democrats, and they even think their party has lost their mind. I'm talking about those Dems that have got to the point where it's either their way or no way at all. They're like a bunch of 16 or 17-year-olds kicking up their feet because daddy and mommy won't let them borrow the car because they just saw them down a half a bottle of vodka and they're denying it. You're blaming everything on Trump. You're blaming... Think about how you've lost your mind. You're blaming 39, I think, losses of gubernatorial... No, I got that wrong. I want to be right. 36 losses of gubernatorial seats on Trump. Really? You lost 39 full houses, legislative houses. You're blaming that on Trump? You lost almost 90 partial houses, legislative houses. You're blaming that on Trump? You guys are responsible for that. I've been saying this for the last 8 years. You are the party of non-responsibility. That's my new tag for you. The party of non-responsibility. Nothing is your fault. Everything is because of what everybody else around you has done. This is why I say you sound more like a bunch of spoiled little rich brats that are 16, 17 years old, and mommy and daddy, it's their fault for everything. And I hope you stay on that. I hope you keep moving down that road. Because as long as you're on that road, as long as you're on that off-ramp, the Republicans, the people you hate the most, will be in power. And I want to thank you for that. And you know, long live Nancy Pelosi. That's all I got to say. You guys love her. So as long as she's alive, as long as she's in Congress, we will own the place. Although, I'd much prefer us to get together and work together. And you can try to blame it on the Republicans, but you won't win the argument. You might win it after you take a few hits from the crack pipe, but other than that, you won't win the argument. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Marin joins me right after the break, as she does every week. This ought to be good. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Listen to The Real Cloud on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation. If you head up to the website, see the little guy, Gumby, over there? He's holding on to it. I won't send you that one. But if you want the one actually held in the hands of Gumby, that's like $25. You know what I'm saying? And because, like, look at him. I got to give him a cut. He's getting a little ragged around the edges. We got to get him some, get him into one of those places that does up his face and his hair and all that stuff. I'm just trying to make an extra buck. It's where I grew up. You know, there's always an angle. You always got to take the angle. So anyway, I'm Joe Senior. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring her on so I can't get any more in trouble. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. from her deep, dark cave in New England. I won't even give away your total location. Anyhow, Kimberly, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, come on, how can... I don't care whether you... What was it? Gumby and Pokey were... Weren't they part of a religious church or something? Isn't that what put them on? Yeah, originally they were. Oh, no, that was David and Goliath.
Yeah, you're thinking about David.
Yeah, I guess a little different. The dog talked there. Oh, did Pokey talk?
Yeah.
God, I'm
That's
having...
a flashback I don't really need right now.
No. It was, for those of you who thought I was an angel, we'll just say, if you ingested certain herbs and watched Gumby or David and Goliath, it was quite a trip, don't you think? Anyway.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you just mentioned that. I didn't know. I thought I was the only one who did that.
All right. Let's bring it back to reality. Anyway, so not much going on. Kind of a quiet weekend. So what do you think about Susan Rice? How many times do you have to lie to the American people before you get indicted and go to jail? I'm just trying to figure this out.
Well, Hillary's still on the loose, isn't she? I mean, come on. These are Democrats. Democrats get away with all kinds of stuff. Oh, even murder. I mean, what's going to happen to her? Probably nothing.
You know, I'd be so petrified. If I worked for them at one point in time, Obama or her, I would be so afraid right now because they appear to be so far above the law that nobody's going to stop them, nobody's going to slow them down, and if I cross them, I'm done, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you or I did anything like what these people are doing that are in the swamp, we would have been tossed, thrown in prison, and the key would have been thrown away long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Long ago. You know, we're just the little people, peons, who pay for all this stuff, and they're the ones who do whatever they want and get away with it with whatever they want. That's just how it goes.
You know, isn't it funny how the left is having a heart attack that Flynn wants immunity, right? Something must be something there. He's hiding something. He needs to hide behind something. But was it like 90% or 92% of the people that were involved with the email scandal, Clinton's email scandal, they got immunity, and then even after they got immunity, what did they do? They pleaded the fifth. They couldn't incriminate themselves if they wanted to, and they still pleaded the fifth because I think they were afraid of their lives. Any thoughts?
I don't think that government employees should be allowed immunity or to plead the fifth. When it comes to crimes that were committed by other government employees, I think it's wrong. I think there should be a law against it. And you know, maybe they can make a deal, right, where, yeah, okay, so immunity I can get a little bit. But they should not be allowed to plead the fifth. I said that right from day one with Lois Lerner. You potentially committed a crime. You have to be questioned about it. If this is a criminal court, that's what would happen.
Yeah, I'm sitting there trying to figure out when the technology guy, you know, he got immunity, and then he pleaded the fifth while he was in there. I'm thinking to myself, he knows so much. Okay, you have to. You're the techno guy. He knows so much that he's petrified. He's probably wetting his pants sitting there thinking they're going to ask me a question. I'm going to use the wrong facial expression, and they're going to find me dead in the parking lot from suicide with six gunshots in the back of my head.
Exactly. I mean, it's a whole different ballgame down here where the little people live than it is up there. And we've seen that for a lot of years. But we're seeing that a lot in the past, what, 8 years?
Yeah.
Same time?
Well, my piece today is all about the hypocrisy of the left when it comes to what they're willing to call out and what they're not willing to call out. And a lot of what they're calling us out for, they did. And never uttered a word. Nothing. Not even a smirk. It's just amazing.
Nope.
And you know, you got two or three senators, Democratic senators, have come out and said, look, if we allow this to go to the nuclear option, there might be two more coming down the road. Is this really the way we want to do this? I mean, two or three Dems with brain cells to rum together at the Senate level. They're on it, and I can't believe their side's just not listening to them at all.
You know...
Go ahead.
The worst part the worst part about this is that Gorsuch, the only thing that they don't like about him is that he follows the law, which last time I checked, that's what judges were actually supposed to do. The only reason they don't like Gorsuch is because he's not an activist judge. And they're essentially, yeah, they're screwing themselves because they're going to get possibly worse.
Well, you know, we're using a lot of their tactics against them, which I didn't think the Republicans were going to do. I thought they were going to wimp out on it, but it looks like they're going to go through and do whatever it takes to get somebody on there. And once they get, all we need is one more. We need one more conservative judge on that Supreme Court, and these guys are going to be in dire straits for a long time. And they made their own bed. They made this scenario, and so I have no sympathy for them. I have absolutely none. Do you?
I know.
All right, stupid. I take it back. I withdraw the question. Stupid question. I am so sorry. God. But they're definitely reaping what they sow right there in D.C. now, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that's something that over and over, and I've been writing about different things. You know, Occupy Democrats put out memes, anti-Trump memes, and other left-wingers put out anti-Trump memes, and I laugh every time I see one because they're describing Obama when they're talking about, you know, when they're trying to say something negative about Trump. And I find it hilarious that they don't even get that.
No, I'm with you. You look at all, and you're stealing my thunder a little bit from later on, but I went down a list of things that they did. And so many of the things they overlooked when Obama did. Now, I guarantee you that when you start talking to them about it, it's different. It's not the same. We'll hit that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Kimberly Marin's with us, and she ain't going anywhere. I got her shackled over there. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, but I will not answer your call. Because when I have a guest on, it takes you like forever to ask a question. Tell me you have a comment, then I don't have the expectation. If you tell me you have a question and it takes you 22 and a half minutes to find the question, then you really don't have a question. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean it. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Real quick, KQEW, 102.3 FM in Arkansas. I'm so glad. My mother lives in Arkansas. There you go. This will get her rolling. What's what she said? She might have moved. You never know with her. I asked her that. I said, where are you now? She started laughing at me. I said, Missouri, Montana. She's like, where did you get that? I'm in Arkansas now. I was like, okay. I guess the motorhome went down the road or something. Down the road. All right. KYAH out of Utah. I want to thank you guys for joining us as well. We'll have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun on the show. And you got to get a pad, keep up, you know what I'm saying? Get a pencil, keep a couple of them by in case one breaks, but you got to keep up, got to take notes. Kimberly Marin joins me as she does every week, and we just go nuts together, although I know I leave her wanting to have a drink after the show, on some of the crazy stuff going on in the news. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's get to it. Come on. I didn't know that CNN hired... You know, I guess one of the qualifications when you're applying for a job at CNN is to know how to twist the truth and lie a lot. I guess it's the only way to get hired over there. You know, that reporter, April Ryan, the one that was shaking her head, and Spicer, you know, told her, come on, don't shake your head. You know, let's be adults in the room. And then he was accused of what? Racism and feminism or whatever. Yeah. Whatever the heck. Because she was a female black woman. That's why he would have never done that if she was a man. Really? You've never seen him rip apart male reporters before? I'm sorry. He probably went easier on her than he has with male reporters. Am I off on this one?
No, you're probably right.
Probably? I'm sorry. What does that mean?
Well, you know, You're a guy, so we can't give you that much credit.
Ooh. Oh.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But yeah, no, he wasn't saying anything. He wasn't being rude or even being condescending. He was having a conversation with her and answering the question, and she was basically ignoring him and shaking her head, not believing him while he was actually giving his answer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he deserved it. But I think it's funny that CNN goes and hired, not only did the woman report fake news, she didn't back it up, and she herself was actually the racist. And CNN hires her. Way to go.
Yeah, but that's how they do everything, right? I mean, them and MSNBC must use the same hiring company, don't you think?
Yeah, ignorant, uninformed left-wingers. Yeah. That's what they
But this is part of what, this is what sent Spicer into a tizzy, and he was talking about how, you know, you guys are so wanting to tie this Russian connection to the Trump team together, when 17 of these security outlets have said no, there's no collusion here that they can see so far. They would have found it pretty fast if it was as blatant as the Dems say it was, but they didn't find anything, and she's still sitting here, sitting there, shaking her head, you know, no. I'm sorry, it's at some point in time, you guys have just like ludicrous yourself out of the picture. I hope they stay on this track, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. The most ridiculous things are going on in this country, and much of it is the stuff that the left is saying. Keep it up, kids. Because they're just embarrassing themselves, and the truth will end up coming out that they kind of were distracting from what's really going on. So, oh. Hopefully, eventually, the truth comes out, and people will grasp that. They're absolutely ridiculous. And all they're going to do for the next 4 or 8 years, however many years, is they're just going to keep obstructing and obstructing it. Resist, 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 like robots.
What are they resisting? I mean, seriously, what are they resisting? They're resisting, a constitutionally elected president, okay? And here's what I said. They're blaming everything on Trump. These little spoiled brats, you know, like those little kids you see in the supermarket that are slamming their head and pitching a fit because mommy won't buy them the Snickers bar. That's how they're acting. So I guess Trump is one of the most powerful men on the planet because he has caused them to lose 36 governorships, 39 full houses of the legislature, 90 partial houses of legislature. I mean, the man is a god. I mean, the way they treat him.
He's only been in office, what, 2 months, a little over 2 months? What has he actually done? I have a picture, and it's from South Park, and it's a meme, and it says, "What? Show me on the doll where Trump hurt you." Because he hasn't done anything to, I mean, what did they even pass, for God's sake?
Yeah,
he hasn't done anything that would cause this much of agita.
No. Because come on. He's gonna allow, what was that thing he signed? He's gonna allow bears and seals and they don't hibernate, foxes to be killed while they hibernate in Alaska. He specifically went after them, according to the left. He's repealed all of Mr. Obama's, you know, clean air initiatives that he wrote in an executive order. So Trump unwrote them because we want as much dirty air and dirty water as humanly possible. I go through a whole list of fake news that they've thrown out there.
No, that's because they're dumb. Those stupid clean air things did absolutely nothing for global warming and this fake man bear pig theory. Okay, so you're right then. I have to say it now. Damn it.
You're right. Here's what I think is really funny, all right? So in California, they tout themselves on the, what do they call those, carbon credits, right? And the money they've collected to clean the air and all that. They've been doing it for years, and they're the leaders. They have $1.8 billion sitting in the bank that they don't know what to do with because they've collected all this money to clean the air, but we don't have anything that cleans air. We don't have anything to fix any of this stuff. So it's just sitting there. And here in California, this is like sticking a pile of coke in front of a bunch of cocaine addicts just within arm's reach. You know what I'm saying? One is going to cut off the arm of the other to put it in the hand of the other to be able to get to it. They want this money so bad, but it's done nothing to clean the air.
No, not a thing. We have, in New England, we have something called the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative.
It's done nothing to clean the air.
No, it's done nothing to clean the air, but it certainly lines some fat cat pockets.
Well, wait a minute.
Nothing on it. We can buy electric prices and, you know, some other people get wealthy off of this notion that you could actually do something in the few states of New England to clean the air of the entire world.
Well, that's like when California doing its own clean air initiatives, because what we do will have such a great effect. You know, somebody wrote, and I don't know how true this is because I'm not a scientist, but what was it? One of the volcanoes that recently erupted in one day, it said it put as much carbon emissions, all that crap in the air, that it would take us 10,000 years to put in the air. So I wonder who's responsible for that. Did we not sacrifice, I don't know, enough whatevers to the green energy gods or something? I don't even understand. This is how ludicrous this stuff is.
You know, the only real green energy gods there are is the almighty dollar that the left is making a fortune off of pushing this false man-made global warming scam.
How do we get on global warming from April Ryan?
You did it, not me.
Oh yeah, sure. Blame the guy in the room, right? Okay. Oh, California, that's right, the nut jobs out here in California. Anyway, there you go. But, you know, I want to finish up on the April Ryan thing, though, because you really think about, you know, they're putting people in that room. And one of the things I really love that Trump has done in the press room is he's actually reaching out to the little guys, right? I mean, you look at some of the people that are Skyping to ask Spicer questions. I think that's great, don't you? I mean, don't you like that part of the press room now?
Like that. I think it's a great thing because, you know, we already know the mainstream media stinks. So it's good to have these other people who have been working hard and writing for alternative media across the country to be asking questions. The Federalist Papers has a project, has someone there from Skype even, who can Skype in. So I think it's great to have that because a lot of times, you know, we little guys in the press who write for alternative media, but we write for the news as well, we write better stories, to be honest with you, and I'm not just saying that.
No, I agree with you. Hey, we got to go for a quick break because not only are we honest, but we like paying bills. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in my chat room. Time to head up to Facebook, where you can get involved with smarter people than I. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can actually watch live, listen live, take the poll, check out the articles that we have up there. You could also buy my book up there, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And if you buy it from my website, I'll sign it for you, which I don't understand why you'd want that. But other than that, if you buy it from Amazon, you'll get it a little faster and fresh off the press. They really do send them, like, they're almost sticky. Anyway, Joe Mazzita here, and joining us now is Kimberly Morin. She joins us every week to help. She helps make the show a little bit more colorful, because it's pretty boring when it's just me. How you doing, Kimberly?
Colorful.
You just, listen, lady, you just made me feel like I was like 92 years old, okay? I mean, How many of you out there... How many of you out there remember, if you're from New England, especially, because I think these were regional shows, right? There was Major Mud, Willie Whistle, and what was the other one? You knew the other one, though, right?
Romper Room.
You knew that one.
Zoom. Yeah, Romper Room, yeah.
Yeah, Zoom. I remember that. Yeah, that's bad.
I don't think anybody saw Willie Whistle or Major Mud but you.
No, you know those little squeak toys that, you know, the dog gets, and it's like, and the kids get them too. They like, the more you press them, they just squeak and squeak and squeak. I swear.
Yeah.
He had one of those in his mouth, and that's how he used to talk through those things. So anyway.
I think you had a flashback for sure. Oh, I'm going to see it. I see it now. Oh my goodness, you don't even want to see what came up on. Oh my God. I have porn on my screen right now.
Okay. Hold on. I'm not even going to. I think I'm lost.
This is so wrong.
No. Which one? Willie Whistle or Major Mud?
I put Willie Whistle in, and I got a bunch of pictures of Willie Whistle.
Okay, it's W-I-L-L-Y, Whistle.
I felt it right. The guy was a creepy-looking clown, right?
Yes. Okay. But he wasn't really creepy-looking. I mean, not to me as a kid. No? All right.
He was a creepy-looking clown.
Oh, God. All right. Yeah, it is a colorful discussion. All right. So... All right, I'm done with April, because that's a no-win situation for us. For these old white guys, it just is no way to win that, because here's a black woman, she's a reporter, and I can't prove, unless there was a white reporter on before her that was shaking his head and I told him to knock it off, there's no way to prove that he wasn't just picking on the black woman that was reporting there at the White House. So they're going to take it for what they want anyhow. There's no way to change it. I got a clip from Bill Maher to prove it, too. Bill went off on this. He was so teed off about this. It wasn't funny.
Really?
Yeah, but he wasn't teed off at Spicer. He was teed off at his liberal friends. He really was. Oh, you know, he went off on them. Let me see something here. How long is that?
They're looking for any excuse to make up things, you know, and they're just making it worse for themselves. And all I keep saying is, like we were talking about earlier, is keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing, guys.
Oh, I love it. Please, don't stop. Hey, I don't know if you can. Yeah, you should be able to hear this. Hold on a second. Take a listen. This is Bill Maher in a panel where some left-wing loon decided to challenge him on him saying this thing with April Ryan was just a joke. Take a listen.
That you speak out because Bill O'Reilly made a joke about Maxine Waters' hair.
Okay, she spoke out against racism and sexism, Bill. That's what she spoke out against.
Okay. Right.
No, it was a joke. Listen.
This is why the Democrats lost the election in the first place, because they cannot get their priorities straight, and they never fail to take debate about little bull issues of...
Have you ever agreed so much with Bill Maher, Kimberly? Seriously.
Only recently.
Yeah, well, here. No, he's got more. Hold on.
I don't think racism and sexism is a little...
Why is that racist? Why is it racist? Because she compared two black people?
Do you know how April Ryan was treated? Are you saying that he would have treated a man like that? I don't think that's right.
You're referring to the fact that...
That Sean Spicer...
said to a woman in the audience in his briefing...
I'm expecting to hear any second now. And you know, my fries are touching my ham sandwich, so take it back and make it go away.
April Ryan, who was an African-American, and they were going back and forth, and she was shaking her head, and he said, please stop shaking your head. And you go immediately to, it's a racist thing about, didn't.
Okay, excuse me.
Now, this is Rick Santorum. What he's doing there, I don't know. Maybe they needed somebody that was ultra-white there at the table. But so Rick's going to chime in now.
If I may,
as someone who comes on this show who can take a joke,
right,
and I'm a Catholic priest and doesn't scream and holler of how offended I am and how horrible this is.
You are
I shook my head and said, you know, off color joke. You know what? We're big boys and girls here.
Right.
You know, you don't be outraged at every offense. That's one of the problems we have.
Now, when I listened to this I listened to it two or three times because I don't want to miss the sarcasm or I don't want to miss maybe somebody's making a joke and not being real about it. But Bill Maher was upset about it. And then his audience even got it. Was like, come on, time to grow up. Time to stop getting hurt by every little word that's said or looking to be hurt by every little word that's said. But don't you think he was right? If it's just simply because he's an African-American female, and that's what makes it so bad. It has to be racist, right?
Of course. And here's the thing is, they won't, this is, he was exactly right. This is one of the reasons Democrats lost. It's absolutely, because people are sick of the left turning everything into racism or sexism or homophobia or transphobia. They're sick of it. You can't have an opinion. You can't say something, even if it has nothing to do with any racism or isms, then they'll make one up if they don't like what you have to say.
Yeah.
And that's what they do.
Yeah, Sandy out of the chat room says that the Democrats better straighten up. They'll never have anyone in the White House again. They're digging a hole for themselves. I think she's right. I think it's getting to the point where if they keep complaining, continue to complain about every little thing, if they keep whining and sniveling and not come to the table to want to play to work something out, I think the American people, I think it's going to be hard for the Republicans to screw up. But that's just my own personal opinion.
No, I agree, because what's happening right now is the Democrats are proving that the people who elected Trump were right. That's mm-hmm. what's happening. Every time they flip out over dumb stuff or nonsensical things, they are proving that's why people voted for him. Because people were sick of that kind of behavior, and the Democrats are still doing it. That moron Perez, who is the head of the DNC now, I mean, come on. I keep hearing these people. You know, some Democrats are getting it. Some Democrats who are especially up for re-election, they're getting it. But some of those weren't as bad as these other left-wing fruit loops in the first place.
Kimberly, think about who they're putting at the top, right? And if you don't think that they've lost their minds and they really don't get it, they got Perez. They got Ellison, right? Maxine Waters. Sheila Jackson Lee. Pelosi. I mean, you go down this list. Remember that movie, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's List? Yeah, this is who the cast was modeled after. All right, these weren't even a play. This is who the cast was modeled after. I mean, these people are really out there.
Oh no, this is the problem, and this is why Democrats. You know, we complain about Republicans, how they've moved too far to the left, but the Democrat Party is really far to the extreme left. And the problem is they have so babied and allowed their party to be taken over by the extreme left that they really can't do much about it, because if they go against their base, which is now these extreme left-wingers, they will be tossed out of office. I mean, they created these activists, and they built these activists with all kinds of billions of dollars, right? These people who will be loud and you know, have their fists up in solidarity. They created them, but now they're going to eat their own.
Well, you know, you realize if Trump is successful, and he is successful at this kind of thing, if he's successful continually pounding away, painting the picture that the Democrats are the obstructionists, that they're the ones pushing back, and the news is helping them, it will be extremely successful as the years go on. Don't you think?
Absolutely, because Trump has already proven, I mean, people already didn't trust the media anyway, right? I stopped trusting the mainstream media in 2008, the end. So other people have gotten on board recent years, right? That's one of the reasons, again, Trump was elected.
Mm-hmm.
So these people, but the media is not changing. They're doing the same thing.
I'm not going to. Hey, tell people where to find you, quick.
WillyWind on Twitter.
I find it interesting that you know what devil dogs are, but you didn't know who Willie Whistle was. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listed on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, if you're on Facebook, not my rule there. You got to restart at the top of the hour. A few minutes after, we'll get rolling again. I got a lot of craziness I want to talk about, and I'm going to match up what the Democrats found acceptable when we had a Democrat president, and now what they find totally unacceptable under a Republican rule. You listen to The Real Side on GCN. Don't go far, because we're going to be back in just a few.